6:43 on this Thursday morning as we go now to Washington, D.C. And sorry to hear that I missed you last week, John. I understand that you were in and about around the Cowboy State last week.
I'll tell you, it's always better to be in Wyoming. And for Memorial Day, I had a chance to visit with so many wonderful people in Douglas for the Sunrise services where they do the flag raising at the cemetery, and then off to Cody and Riverton, and then the Wyoming stock growers met in Laramie and I was there for that, and then of course Boys State in Douglas and Girls State in Powell, and it is always better to be home. I listened to you call in from the road on your way back from the Wisconsin Dells, but Bob Price was holding down the fort and doing a good job for you.
By golly, he always does. I know that as soon as you got back to work in Washington, John, there was an announcement made that Barack Obama's choice for Commerce Secretary is a former energy executive, John Bryson. Tell me a little bit about John Bryson and why the opposition and a heavy opposition to this man.
Well, he was also the founder of really an extreme environmental organization called the Natural Resources Defense Council. This is a group that's filed thousands of lawsuits to stop production of American energy development. You know, we fought this so-called cap-and-trade bill, the Waxman-Markey bill last year, which is going to be really bad for Wyoming businesses, Wyoming coal, Wyoming workers. And he said it was moderate but acceptable and a good way to hide a carbon tax. Well, you know, we want the Secretary of Commerce to be building jobs. You want to make it easier and cheaper for the private sector to create jobs in this country when you have 9.1% unemployment. And for a guy that likes to find a good way to hide a tax, he's going to make it harder and more expensive for American job creators to do what we need to do to grow the economy. You know, the Commerce Department, the responsibility is to make American businesses more innovative at home and more competitive abroad. And I don't know how hiding taxes and make it more expensive for energy and hurting the pain at the pump is going to make it easier for us to help the economy. So I think he's just the wrong person. You know, the president thinks he's the right man at the right time. I think he's the wrong guy at the worst time.
Right now, I know that you, as well as a number of other Republicans, vowed not to approve Bryson or any other trade nominees. You're looking for this long-delayed free trade agreements with South Korea, Colombia, Panama, to get these to Congress.
We need to, you know, in terms of Wyoming products, our beef, our trona, other opportunities. Those are markets that we ought to be able to sell our products, and it's very good for Wyoming's economy if we do this free trade agreement with South Korea and with Colombia and with Panama. And some of the people that have been blocking it on the other side of the aisle just make it that much harder for us in Wyoming.
Yeah. Right now, the nomination process for Bryson, where is that at this time?
They haven't held hearings yet on his nomination in the Senate. He's just been nominated by the president. And, you know, that'll come up in the next, I would imagine, weeks to months, because we need a Secretary of Commerce in this country, somebody who really is focused on American businesses and being more innovative at home and more competitive abroad. And we don't have somebody there right now in that position, and we need someone. This is not the right person.
What about the Federal Reserve? I know that Peter Diamond's nomination was scrapped after quite a bit of opposition. Is there another name now being floated?
I haven't seen that yet. Brian, you know, continue to work through the administration. Other people are leaving the Treasury Department as well. We need people that know how the economy works, not what should work, but what does work. And that's one of my big beefs with this administration. They bring in the experts from the universities, but not people with a real life on the ground experience.
Now, what is going on as far as the economy, John? I mean, we've seen the latest jobs report. Those were weaker than expected, especially going into the summertime work season here. We've got gas prices at all-time highs again this summertime. There's still talk of a double dip recession, although the White House continues to say no way.
Well, the national job numbers are awful, but the unemployment rate is 9.1%, which means that 9.1% of people who are looking for work can't find and who want to work can't find somebody to employ them. We know there are people that aren't looking for work that have given up. So the number of people actually out of work is a lot higher. across the country. Now, the good news for Wyoming is that in terms of per capita income, we're sixth highest in the country. And, you know, the top five, Connecticut, Massachusetts, New Jersey, Maryland, New York, and then we're number six. And if you look at Utah, our next-door neighbor, they're 48th. Mm. And Idaho is 49th. So you say, wow, this is, Wyoming's numbers remain terrific. Our unemployment numbers remain lower than all the national averages. And you say, why is it? Well, it's because we have been responsible stewards of the land. We believe in multiple use of the land for ranching, for agriculture, recreation, energy exploration. And we continue to do it in a responsible way, and we continue to be the most beautiful place in the world. And it's the kind of the speech I continue to give in Washington and when I travel around is that if we just did things the way we do it in Wyoming, we live within our means, we balance our budget every year, we don't have these sorts of debt, and we use the land responsibly. It is astonishing to see how badly Washington does things.
Believe me, from the outside looking in, we are more than a little astonished on a pretty regular basis. As things progress here, John, there are some concerns. Gas prices are always a topic of conversation. Of course, we love the oil prices being at the high for the revenue coming into the state and for the businesses that are doing business in the state. But by golly, it'd be a lot better if we didn't have to pay so much at the pump.
Well, Wyoming families are feeling it. If you're trying to deal with Brian with bills and kids and a mortgage, gasoline is about a dollar a gallon higher this year than last year. The average family is going to put about $800 more out of their hard-earned money into the tank instead of using it for other things, and that affects the quality of life for people. And which is why I say we should be more focused on American energy and being more energy secure. We had hearings on energy yesterday, and it just seems there's so much focus on some of these environmental pushes that to me it seems that we're just spending more money overseas. We still need all the energy, so it just makes us more dependent on foreign sources of energy, and we're sending money to people that don't like us. So I just think they have it backwards, and we ought to be exploring for energy, in the Gulf of Mexico, on federal lands, and we have a lot of that in Wyoming, plus as well as in Alaska.
Well, and it seems to me that there's a lot more focus on congressmen and their underwear than on the issues at hand. So, John, keep them on task, would you? And we'll see you next time you come into town.
Always great to talk to you, Brian. Thanks.
Our pleasure. Thank you. That is Senator John Barrasso, again, live from Washington this morning.